Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd Today. Here's
Brad Shepherd.
It's Lightning Safety Awareness Week. Star-Spangled Springfield is set to light up the sky. State cops note aggressive panhandling and phony jewelry. Retiring firefighters, Western Mass birthday people, and more. It's Monday, June 27, in the Valley. Thank you for joining us on Pioneer Valley Radio, and particularly on this program. I'm Brad Shepherd. Your forecast, well, you know it's been a cloudy day, and you know we had some rain this morning. Thunderstorms are still part of our life today and tonight. Partial afternoon sunshine, high 76. Winds west-southwest, 5 to 10. Chance of rain, 60%. Tonight, clearing, a low of 54. And the winds west-northwest, 5 to 10. Chance of rain, 50%. The ultraviolet index at 4. The humidity, 62%. Western Mass birthday people today include Gene Callahan, Brett Birchin, and Bruce Stebbins. A very happy birthday to all of them. Westfield police have issued a travel advisory for Lloyds Hill Road. The police say that Lloyds Hill Road will be closed today, tomorrow, and the 29th from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. for construction. Drivers are encouraged to seek alternate routes during these times, of course. Communities around the state have seen an increase in traveling panhandlers, as well as individuals approaching people and aggressively trying to sell them jewelry. On June 25, one such incident led to officers encountering 34-year-old Aaron Miclescu and 29-year-old Cornelia Constantine of Seattle, Washington, along with their juvenile son. This encounter was the result of an investigation from incidents involving Miclescu and his family traveling around Barnstable and selling what appears to be fake gold jewelry. Based on the investigation, Miclescu and Constantine were arrested, and Barnstable patrol officers and detectives executed a search warrant on their vehicle. They seized a large amount of jewelry and over $6,000 cash. Police departments urge all communities to stay vigilant in reporting suspicious activities and incidents such as these. Star Spangled Springfield, sponsored by Mass Mutual. Riverfront Park, 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. on the 4th. And from 6 to 8 p.m., they're going to be face painters and balloon artists and a Massachusetts Army National Guard ball toss. 7 p.m., there will be welcoming remarks with the national anthem performed by Vanessa Ford. Union Jack, a 60s music British tribute band, sponsored by TD Bank, will take to the stage at 7:15 p.m. At 9:30 p.m., all eyes will be on the skies as fireworks by Grucci brings their pyrotechnic wizardry to Springfield. Food and beverages will be available in the park from 6 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. And they include elegant affairs and batch ice cream. Spirit of Springfield is looking forward to welcoming two special guests to the event who are sailors representing the USS Massachusetts. For their public safety, officials will be enforcing no alcohol, no smoking, no pets, no bicycles, no skateboards, no rollerblades, no drones, no sparklers, and no fireworks in and around Riverfront Park. You got it? Mercy Medical Center's Family Life Center for Maternity is pleased to announce it now offers virtual lactation consultation to families through its partnership with Nest Collaborative. That's the nation's first and largest virtual lactation consultation platform. Partnership will provide parents who give birth at the FLC access to international board-certified lactation consultants who provide online video appointments to help guide parents through the breastfeeding process. Prior to delivery, expectant mothers who plan to deliver at the FLC have access to breastfeeding education with the Nest Collaborative, providing them with the important information and tools needed for a successful start. All nurses at the FLC are trained in lactation support and are available during the hospital stay to assist mothers and babies as they begin their breastfeeding journey, supporting with positioning, latching, and care practices that support breastfeeding and promote lactation. Now, tomorrow, the 28th at 11 a.m., economic experts and research analysts from the renowned UMass Amherst Donahue Institute's Economic and Public Policy Research Group will present an in-depth economic impact study regarding the significant impact of Westover Municipal Development Corporation on the region. Now, the purpose of the WMDC was and effectively continues to be helping Chicopee, Ludlow, and Granby develop the hundreds of acres of former U.S. Air Force property located in each municipality. WMDC purchased that land from the municipalities with a charge and commitment to develop industrial opportunities to create jobs and generate significant tax revenues. Special reserve parking will be available and easily accessible for this event. Hadley Police Department looking to identify the owners of a truck. An expensive cedar playhouse was mistaken as free from a driveway on Crystal Lane and carted away yesterday.
Oops.
Well, now the police indicate that they're not looking for a master criminal. They only want to get the playhouse returned to the owners. So take a look at the vehicle. You'll find it on the Hadley Police Department's Facebook page. And please contact the department with any information you may have. This week is Lightning Safety Awareness Week. And each year, lightning claims dozens of lives and leaves hundreds of others with long-term or even permanent health problems. So some things to keep in mind when a thunderstorm approaches. They may seem obvious, but it doesn't hurt to go over them. Take shelter in a fully enclosed building and stay away from windows. Do not use a corded phone. You can use a cordless phone or a cell phone. Do not take a shower or bath. The plumbing can conduct electricity. If you're outside, don't take shelter under a tree. If the tree gets struck by lightning, it can go through the tree and you. Always remember, when thunder roars, stay indoors. Isn't that catchy? On behalf of Commissioner Calvi and the men and women of the Springfield Fire Department and the class of 1995, congratulations to firefighters Ronald E. Keniston, nicknamed the Smoking Log, and Edward M. Paulhus, Easy Ed, on their retirement firefighters Keniston and Paulhus, who were appointed in July of 95 and served the city of Springfield for 28 years. Most notably, the majority of their careers, they served on Truck 1, one of the busiest ladder companies in the country. So, thank you, gentlemen, for your service, and we wish you a long and healthy retirement. Finally, help the furry friends. The increasing demand for emergency pet food aid and continued supply chain issues have completely wiped out Dakin Humane Society's supply of dry dog and cat food. They're doing their best to keep critically needed dry food available for families in need, but well, they've reached the end of their supply and are now relying on the generosity of their supporters every day to provide resources and help keep pets with their families when times get tough. So please shop online, Amazon wish list, or support your local businesses with a purchase of dry dog or cat food to help get Dakin ready and restocked to continue serving the community. And thank you for checking us out on this first day of a new week. I urge you to be with us again tomorrow as we gear up for the 4th of July holiday weekend and the big day itself with our new programs here on Pioneer Valley Radio, up online and available day and night on demand. I'm Brad Shepherd. We'll talk again.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2022.
All rights reserved.